I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So if you're used to listening to two sniveling idiots that are Slacker and Steve,
yeah,
we're about to make it a little better for you.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about some heroes.
Like real heroes.
The complete, sometimes people will be like, what you did for like that day was so, no, it wasn't.
No.
I think the word hero gets thrown around.
I agree.
Incorrectly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of words, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's what we do here. I think the word amazing has lost all of its like
luster, its power. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can get done eating a freaking sandwich from Popeyes and go, oh my God, that was amazing. Was it? Did it bring amazement?
Right.
No. Oh my God, Popeyes is a hero for making... Nope. It wasn't amazing.
No, they're doing their job.
And they're not heroes. Yeah,
right.
So we're looking for people who are amazing
and
do fit into the hero title. This one, I'm not sure if they're heroes or not. It's more than effort than I would exert.
Right. Her heart's in the right place.
A guy in California named Curtis Whitson went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son. They hiked across some river and then they couldn't get back.
Yeah, apparently there's a waterfall involved and the water levels of the river rose, so this family can't get back.
They're stuck on the wrong side.
There's
a waterfall in the way. The water's too high. There's no way to get back. And they're in a remote enough part that they have no cell service.
Yeah, they can't communicate with anybody.
So they put a message in a bottle.
Literally.
And sent it over said waterfall in hopes someone would find it.
Now, the story I read, the dad found, it's like a green clear bottle, so it's kind of like a bright color, brightly lit. He had some sort of scratch paper.
Am I the only one picturing Rolling Rock?
Oh, good call.
What else is green?
Bright, Rolling, okay.
Labatt's.
Okay.
It's a lot of northern beers. What else?
I love how you know your regional beers.
I feel like Molson.
It could, no, it's
you know
blue.
What it is?
That's not blue. Molson Ice is blue.
Labatt's Ice
is
blue.
Labatt's, yeah, that's what, yes.
So remember how I went on the amazing tangent?
Okay.
Here comes a second tangent.
Okay.
Heineken's green. I seem to remember, and somebody's going to know this, and we're not going to let you have a voice on our show to set me straight, but the green bottle had to do with like, it's like Canadian and German beers that they don't put a certain, like a nitrate or some sort of preservative in, so they don't want the bottle to be clear because it would heat up too fast and make the beer taste like...
That's true.
Because what's weird, if you think about it, all the beers in green bottles are the skunky ones.
Huh.
Mickey's Big Mouth?
Yeah, oh, awful.
One of the worst things you can ever
good
put in your head,
on that
but
one.
A little green barrel looking bottle.
Yeah.
So anyway, to go back to your story, sorry to interrupt, they tossed their Latrobe PA green bottle into the water.
Dad had some scratch paper, apparently. He wrote a note on there, put it in the bottle, and then I guess he scratched on this outside of the bottle, help. Stuck, and then he threw the bottle into the river, and of course, or the creek, or whatever it is, the stream.
Thank you for calling it creek.
You're
That's
welcome.
A very Longmont way to say creek.
It is.
I appreciate it because you do know I say it incorrectly.
Yes,
sheep creek.
That
okay? Threw it into the creek,
and apparently, someone found it. Or
two hikers are the hero of this story. Heroes. They found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream where there is good service.
Thanks to our friends at T-Mobile.
I don't know. Then they sent rescue helicopters in and they were able to rescue Curtis and the family.
Now, I think I'm like you, Slacker. If I'm hiking, first of all, I wouldn't be hiking, but second of all...
Yeah, I know. We had to suspend our disbelief on you even saying the sentence. You got to be tired from talking.
Right. I'm assuming they thought, oh, there's some trash in this pristine river. Let's get it out of there. Because otherwise, I would not have paid attention to
a
bottle.
I see a Latrobe bottle going down the, like, river.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, we got to hit a liquor store. I'm not thinking, I got to get that out of the water.
And then what's this on the, what's in the
Hold
bottle?
On, hold on, there's a note inside.
Right.
What? And then I read the note, I'm like, oh, now I'm involved.
Now I'm obligated. No, throw it back in the
you
river.
Damn, and Skippy. Just I just put it back in. It's like, could have been old.
And then we'd go to the liquor store.
Yes! Steve and I are like, hey, I hope somebody finds that bottle before they decompose up there.
Right.
So Steve and I are not heroes, but the hikers were heroes. The helicopter crews, those are the real heroes.
Yeah.
We've got other people who've like helped save dogs, helped save children.
Yeah.
All sorts of, we're going to tell you more hero stories, but we want to hear your hero stories as well. So here's a story about the dogs. There's a woman who saved 97 stray dogs from Hurricane Dorian.
Right.
Now you would think to save a dog, that means she's got a boat or something and she goes around and like helps them. She didn't just help, like pick them up and take them to the closest dumb friends league.
No.
All 97 dogs are living in her Nassau home at this point.
Most of them like sleep in the master bedroom. They respect her bed, but they're
79 out of 97 dogs are in her master bedroom.
Yeah.
That right there is a hero.
Of course, she has to deal with the pee and the poop and all that stuff. But she goes, you know what? That's insignificant.
She said it's been insane since last night. Poo, pee on pretty much everything. But they do respect her bed.
Yeah.
And no one has dared to jump in.
Right.
So that's, so you can be a bottle opening hero or you can be a dog saving hero.
Yeah.
Here is a 10-year-old boy who, a woman saved a 10-year-old boy from drowning. And after she did it, she found out his siblings had died in the accident. So she truly, she saved the life of a drowning 10-year-old boy.
She couldn't save the siblings too?
I don't think she saw him.
Oh.
She was out with her dog at Sylvan Beach on Texas. She saw two adults go underwater. The adults ultimately survived. She said she saw the mom and dad go under. So she jumped in the water and went for the first boy she saw. He wasn't swimming. He was in shock. So her only instinct was to keep his head above water, got him out. Mom and dad eventually get out, and then they learned that siblings did not make it.
Mom and dad were probably trying to rescue.
They were trying to rescue and probably didn't have the skill set to do it. But this woman just like...
Dang.
It makes me feel bad about throwing the Latrobe bottle back in. When you hear somebody with that level of...
Yeah, we recycle the Latrobe bottle. We wouldn't
throw you're
it
right.
Yeah,
I would just throw the note back
there
in.
There we go. See?
You guys, Steve and I aren't litter bugs. We're just not heroes.
Amen.
Another guy saved a 2-year-old boy who was falling from a 5th-floor window. How many times have we seen this? Remember that guy? Well, there was a kid hanging on the outside of an escalator, and a guy's walking by at a mall. It's one of those like 2 or 3 story, and the kid's going all the way up, and he knows when he gets to the top, the guy's looking at him, he's like, he's not going to have anything to hold on to.
Amen.
Guy runs, does the full-on like baseball catch, catches a kid falling in midair. I think that's what happened here. A 2-year-old boy fell from a 5th-floor apartment window. A man on the ground showed up just in the nick of time to help him. The guy was parking his car right below the window, and he noticed the boy as he stepped out of his car just in time to cushion the kid's fall.
It was a nice car. He's saving his paint. He's saving the car,
see,
actually.
If this was you in the story, it's like everybody's like, he's a hero. It's like, nah, just protect. I am a hero to my S5.
Exactly. I was actually saving, in the process of saving my car, I ended up saving this
kid.
Dang
it! I don't want the award for the kid. I want Audi to honor me. He gets out of his car, head looking up, and his arm stretched out. The boy is seen falling from above, and he lands on the man's chest.
Dang.
The two are knocked to the ground, but they're both supposed to be okay. The boy actually didn't suffer any serious injuries.
Yeah,
and the man only had scratches.
Kids are cartilage, man. They're all cartilage.
Yeah, and so is the man's arms as they're outstretched, because all he can think about is my car.
It's my Audi.
Yes. All right, well, if you're a hero of any sort, we'd love to hear your hero story. Josh?
Yai.
Yai. Hero.
All right, well, I got a few stories, but one was I was lifeguard at a local rec center in the morning, and, you know, there's a bunch of regulars that show up. One regular was 450 pounds and he stroked out in the deep end of the pool and I had to drag him out of there.
Jeez.
By yourself.
Well, I had to help with some other people, but they were like a lot smaller than me. So I pretty much had to use the brute force to get him out of there. Yeah. And then I had to perform CPR. I had to shock him with the AED, the whole work.
Wait. They mean the paddles with clear?
They're everywhere now.
I didn't know that they were available.
We have them just
to...
around the corner from here.
Why aren't we playing with these?
Well,
they're like tasers?
Lil D and I have been checked out on them in case you go down.
Get out, whatever. You're the one that goes down.
You're right, it's true. In
pure Slacker and Steve fashion, I did save a diabetic with a PB&J sandwich also.
That feels closer to what we
it
can
does,
do.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the
well
call,
done, Josh.
Man. Yeah, if all I got to do is give him some sugar. Denise?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Hero.
Yeah, one summer when I was in high school, I was at a baseball game with some friends, and one of my friends and I were walking along the concession area, and I saw a couple with a baby in a stroller that was not buckled in, and I was thinking to myself, that is so stupid. And right about that time, I have no idea how I knew it, but I just knew that that baby was about to lunge forward and fall. They were about 8 to 10 feet away from me at the time, and I moved with speed that I didn't even know I had and caught that baby right before she went head first down the concrete steps of the stadium.
Jeez. In a stadium, that baby's just going to be like ka-chunk, a slinky ka-chunk, ka-chunk, and like, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I know.
So when the parents...
Part is the parents had no idea what happened. They were looking at me like I was trying to snatch their child.
I was going to say, yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, you need to keep that baby buckled in. And that was it. That was the end of it.
So they had no clue how close their child came to death.
Nope.
That irritates me.
Wow.
I want credit. I'm like, let's go get some, let's roll some footage. Let's find a security camera.
Show what I did for
to
you.
To show that I am a hero.
You know, my friend who was with me still says to this day, I have no idea how you got to that baby that fast.
Denise. Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. You truly are a hero. Thank you for the call, Denise. Erica.
Yes.
Yeah. Hero.
My sister, we were probably like 13, 14 years old. My sister and her boyfriend decided they were going to play on some ice, a frozen lake, and they were throwing a matchbook out and seeing how far they can get. And they walked pretty far out, and the ice cracked on them, and they all both fell into the lake.
Ooh.
So the first thing I could think is, go run out there and save them.
Well,
go get them out.
Yeah, no, a great idea to go on ice that's already breaking.
Well,
not,
yeah. Yeah.
Don't.
So I started getting ready to pull them out, and I ended up falling in.
Yeah.
And I let them pretty much use me as a ladder because they couldn't, like, keep themselves up anymore. So they stepped on top of me and climbed up out. And then after they were out and everything, I pulled myself out and got my sister and her boyfriend home and threw them in a hot shower, made sure that they were okay. And
I don't know that nice. I've seen people get, even like firefighters get in the ice and they can't get out.
No, you pull yourself
you're just
out
like,
of there? Yes.
I mean, first off, your bones and your muscles are like completely.
Yep.
It felt like pretty much like you're fighting through knives just to pull yourself out.
It's, you should have died, Erica.
All three of you, actually.
Yeah.
You're like a hero. We're not you, but we're...
They owe you.
We're proud of you. Taylor.
Yay.
Yay.
Hero.
So, if I had not watched Mrs. Doubtfire, I would have not saved my brother's life.
Oh, my God.
Other people have said that, too.
I had to give him the Heimlich.
For real, what was he choking on?
He was choking on a jawbreaker. It was all the kids like hanging out downstairs at like a family barbecue, and his face was like purple, and I had no idea what to do, and I just started like doing what I saw in the movie, and I got it out of him.
You literally, you didn't know the Heimlich. You just saw Robin Williams put his arms around Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
exactly. I had no idea, like, where to be pushing, like, what to do, and so I was just, like, hitting his stomach, like, behind him, like, trying to get it out.
And it just came flying out, like in Doubtfire, like the shrimp.
Oh, my gosh. It still gives me goosebumps. It freaks me out. But, yeah.
He owes you for the rest of your
life. Big time. You ever need a kidney or anything?
Exactly.
It's like, everything in your body's mine because I saved it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.